Intel, one of the country's largest employers, is asking staff to consider taking 3 months unpaid leave in an attempt to cut costs. The offer has been made to many of the plant's manufacturing staff in Leixlip and follows a fall in demand for the chipmaker's products. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, is on the line, as is James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North. Adrian, let's start with you. What can you tell us about this move?
Well, Intel is trying to cut costs. It has pledged to cut $3 billion of costs by next year and $10 billion by 2025. And one of the ways to do that without actually laying people off permanently is to offer them short-term unpaid leave. In this case, 3 months unpaid leave to a fairly substantial chunk of the Leixlip workforce. We understand it is being offered to manufacturing workers, and that would be quite a significant proportion of the employees there in Leixlip.
Now, only a few months ago, people will recall, we were hearing about a surge in demand for chips. Indeed, we were hearing about a worldwide shortage. So what has happened since then?
There's been a slump in demand since then. There was a huge spike in 20 and 2021. And now there is, PC sales are falling. Demand for data center chips is falling. That is hitting Intel badly. Its revenue's down. Its profitability is down. It is also struggling itself as a company against some of its main manufacturing rivals. Intel has actually fallen behind in terms of technology compared to its main rival, which is TSMC. So any chip that you see in an iPhone or a Google phone, or that you see made by the likes of Nvidia or even in Tesla cars, they typically are now designed by somebody else and made by one of Intel's rivals. So it's trying to catch up on the technology.
Adrian, stay with us if you would. I want to bring in James Lawless of Fianna Fáil, a local TD. What have you been hearing about what's happening at the plant?
Good morning, Rachel. I suppose to an extent this wasn't entirely unexpected, because there have been tremors for the last probably 6 to 8 weeks. There was, I think, as Adrian mentioned, an announcement globally about 2 months back that there will be tightening and there will be some cost-cutting measures. So I think really it should be seen in the context of, it's not a reflection of confidence or commitment to the Leixlip plant, but rather it's a knock-on from a global reaction. What I've been hearing on the ground, I was actually in Leixlip last night and people were beginning to get the news coming through, and people have been told they can take this 3 month sort of unpaid leave, effectively short time layoff. And as Adrian says, it's the manufacturing people. But I think there are concerns amongst other sectors, so among corporate services, among engineering, among HR, among the different other faculties there, because actually there is a concern, well, if one team starts to go, does the other team go next? That is a concern. I suppose one thing that I would say is that I think the direction of travel, while this is, of course, of concern, and it's of significant concern to those people getting that news, especially this time of year, the direction of travel, I think, remains positive, because we did get a $12 billion commitment to the plant in March. There were 1,600 new jobs created there. There's been huge commitment and investment at that site for the last 30-plus years. And the other point I'd make is that in terms of for geopolitical reasons, there's going to be more focus, not less, on EU manufacturing and Irish manufacturing. And I spoke to Minister Derek Cleary last night, who was actually in Brussels at the Competitiveness Summit. And the EU is considering what's called the CHIPS Act right now. And effectively, that's about promoting and increasing manufacture of microchips within the EU, and in our case, within Ireland, as opposed to the likes of China. And there's obviously geopolitical reasons for that. So I think actually the long-term prognosis remains very good.
Mm. In the short
but that
term,
doesn't
though,
the blow to yeah, people who are getting that news at Christmas
as
this
you
year.
Say,
yeah, sure.
As you say, in the short term, that won't be of much solace to people. And while there are those for whom, you know, 3 months unpaid leave, it might present an opportunity, for many people, especially at the moment, who were concerned about the cost of living, they may worry that you know, if the company fails to get sufficient numbers here, that it will force them to take unpaid leave.
Well, absolutely, that would be the concern. I worked in the technology sector myself, and in the dot-com crash of the early noughties, I was actually in the workforce at the time. I was a recent graduate, and I went through this myself in a tech company. And the pattern then, as it may recur, was that there was an initial voluntary scheme followed by a mandatory scheme. Now, I was speaking to Intel overnight, and they say that that's certainly not the plan right now, and I'll take them at their word. I suppose the other point I'd make around that is that there are commitments under legislation. So the Collective Redundancies Act would oblige Intel, if they did plan to move to a mandatory scheme and any kind of permanent scheme as opposed to a temporary scheme they have now, they will be obliged to consult a government. We've seen fairly high profile examples of how that's gone wrong, the likes of Twitter in recent times, which ended up in the High Court. I have to say, I haven't dealt with Intel for many years. Intel are a good corporate citizen. I wouldn't have the same concerns that they would act in such a manner as Twitter or others did. So I don't think we'll see that. But I suppose it does provide the opportunity for intense engagement over the next couple of months. And I know government will do all they can. And in terms of local factors, and I do believe this is part of a shakeout of a global tightening of belts within Intel. But in terms of the local factors that we can help Intel to address, certainly that engagement will only ramp up even further now.
Adrian, can I bring you in on that question? Because I suppose there will be the fears for some that if the company fails to get the numbers it needs, you know, what happens then? Will people be forced to take unpaid leave? Ultimately, could there be redundancies?
It's a possibility, of course. I would point out that the chip industry, the business, it does tend to go in cycles, and they tend to be very long-term investments. So you're very unlikely to see, because of a sales downturn 1 year, a company like Intel, you know, cut staff significantly, particularly manufacturing staff. It takes quite a while to train those staff up, and they tend to be multi-billion euro investments over 5, 10, 15 years. So it's unlikely to get spooked by one or two sales cycles. Intel's bigger challenge really is to try and catch up with those rivals that has fallen behind. It's spending something like $30 billion over the next few years in Europe to try and do that, another $30 billion or so in the US. If it gets on top of that, it should be fine.
Adrian, thanks for joining us with that. Adrian Weckler there, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Our thanks also to local Fianna Fáil TD, James Lawless.